T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers honestly for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Thanks, Jeff. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost 3 decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
Got new car fever for a new ride? We got it covered in gossip. Kia on Covington Pike. How about a new car for less than $5 a day? 2021 Kia Forte, $135 a month lease. Get next level versatility in 2021 Kia Soul, $149 a month lease, and fall in love with driving again in 2021 Kia K5, $179 a month lease. All 36 months with $3,149 due at signing, and they all come with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get your Kia on at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or online at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor.
36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE319-491, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775-597, MSRP 20,660, K5 MGO5560, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 3/31/21, dealer stock only.
So as we start to get out and about this spring and summer, you need to make sure you've got a wireless plan with the most reliable network, and you're going to get that when you combine Xfinity Internet and Mobile, because Xfinity has the largest, most reliable 5G LTE network nationwide, plus speeds up to 1.2 gigs in the home, so you're guaranteed great coverage in and out of the home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi and wireless on, again, the most reliable network nationwide. And I love this. When we were on vacation last month, we were still able to use our Xfinity Wi-Fi almost everywhere we went, because they're giving you the ability to stay connected on the go with over 20 million secure Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. And on top of the great perks, it's just a great value as well. When you sign up for Xfinity Mobile and Internet today, they're going to include advanced security and a Flex 4K streaming box at no extra cost, and you're going to be saving up to $300 per year on your wireless bill. Plus, you're going to get Peacock Premium included for free with your Xfinity Internet subscription. It really is a great deal, and Xfinity is also going to give you choices with a range of internet speeds and the flexibility to switch between unlimited and by the gig wireless data options anytime. So make sure your wireless bill is playing by your rules. You're going to get that when you combine Xfinity Internet and Mobile today. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop it to an Xfinity store today for more details.
National contest data message rate supply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
Okay, final chance this week to win $1,000, and then we will do it all again next week starting Monday at 7 a.m. But right now, pick up your phone, text this word virtual, V-I-R-T-U-A-L. Text virtual to the number 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text virtual, V-I-R-T-U-A-L, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. Again, next chance is Monday at 7 a.m., but right now you got plenty of time. Text virtual to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Show live on Memphis's sports station 92.9 FM ESPN with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
And the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing. Well, I said the sun on a big wheel wagon.
Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm certain you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight, and I swear to you, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can buy more expensive bottles of vodka. They got them. But I don't know why you'd do that if I've identified a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. By quality vodka that's reasonably priced, I mean so reasonably priced that in most Memphis area liquor stores, you can get the big bottle for less than $20. They got flavored vodkas, watermelon, lemon, coconut. The list is long. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, understand not every vodka creator makes a gluten-free vodka. But New Amsterdam does. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it in your favorite liquor store, ask them to get it. They can get it for you. Next time you're in a restaurant, request it. Next time you're in a bar, request it. Next time you're in a liquor store, if you don't see it, ask for it. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So it's another win for the Tigers last night over Boise State, another borderline NCAA tournament team, like literally few days before the selection Sunday. Boise State was projected by most to make the field. So this is more or less an NCAA tournament team, and I won't try to tell you it was pretty. It was played in the 50s, but Memphis did win 59-56.
Was it a quad one win? Was it a quad one win, GP?
Well, at the time that it was played, it was a quad one win because Boise State was in the top 50. And right now, I'm happy to report that Boise State remains 50th in the net rankings. Here's the problem, though.
All you needed was some opportunities.
Is that a problem? I was going to say, here's the problem. It's not a problem. It's just that once the NCAA tournament selection bracket is set, the NCAA stops updating the net. So it's sort of stuck where it is. So Memphis can't improve in the net, just like Boise State didn't fall down in the net. But either way, forever and always, that will now be a quadrant one victory for the Tigers. So, listen, they're now 9-2 in their past 11 games with multiple wins that you could call good wins. The lone losses in that stretch are to Houston away from home by a total of 5 points. And you've got DJ Jeffries last night saying, we are using this tournament to show that we are going to make a strong run to the NCAA tournament next season. All we have to do is stay together. And, you know, obviously everybody sort of pounced on that quote, because I really do think if you want to have a conversation about here's year four of the Penny Hardaway era, and they've got a team that looks like it's a Sweet 16 caliber team, or here's year four of the Penny Hardaway era, and we're basically starting from scratch, it really does come down to whether these players decide to do what DJ Jeffries suggested they should do last night. Do they stay together or not?
Well, first of all, you don't need all of them to stay together.
No.
All of them will not stay together. I mean, that's very clear, right? They will not all stay together. The question is, will a critical mass of them stay together? And what was significant about it was, you know, if you were ticking off who you think is likely to stay and who's you likely to go, one of the ones who I might at one point, and even now, might say likely to go is DJ Jeffries, because he has had a year. You know, he was a Julius Erving Award watch list, small forward of the year, you know, guy. He was a, you know, I didn't write this column, but I was going to write a column about how, before the year began, that in DJ Jeffries and Landers Nolly, the Tigers had two sort of perfect college players, just good enough to not go to the NBA right away, but potentially explosive, dominant scorers, whatever. And he just wasn't that this year, you know? His shooting is down, his minutes marginally down, his certainly his scoring down. He just did not only did he not take a leap, he regressed. And you could see it wearing on him. He was kind of mopey at different times. And when his shot wasn't falling, he became unengaged. And it was easy. Like, I think Damian Baugh probably is the one who seems most likely of the – you know, to go, just because you wonder what his role would be here, even going forward. But with DJ, you're thinking, yeah, you know what? He might want a fresh start. And so for DJ to say last night, first of all, for him to be as playing as well as he has been lately, including making a huge play last night, tipping the ball to Lester Quinones, which enabled him to score basically the winning bucket. But he was good all throughout the game. And then he wasn't asked anything about his plans. He just sort of, at the end of his press availability, you know, started talking about how they're building for next year, and he didn't have to do that. Now, all kinds of caveats apply here. You know, you and I both know that what a player says after a game in these circumstances can often be 180 degrees from what actually ultimately happens. There's lots of conversations that will be had between DJ and his family, between DJ and the coaching staff. We'll see how all the various other pieces fall. But for him to basically be talking about this building, like we've been talking about building towards next year, but what I say doesn't matter. What matters is if DJ says it, as he did, it was at the very least promising. And so it was, I thought, the most important thing sort of that happened last night.
Yeah, and I do think it's important. Like, you're right, sometimes players can say one thing and do another. Like, if you were to specifically ask Damian Baugh last night, do you plan to be back next season, he might just say, of course I do, if only because there's no great way to answer that when you've still got right. games to play. But DJ Jeffries wasn't asked about the – I should back up. I don't know the exact context of what
no,
was asked.
No, he was not asked if he planned to go or whatever else. He was just sort of asked about, you know, he wasn't even asked, what does this mean for next year? I can tell you that. Like, he brought up next year. He wasn't asked about next year.
And I think that's important for him to bring it up on his own, for him to say, we are showing right now what we can be next season. We just have to stay together. For him to say that unprompted – to see him to say that under any circumstances, I think, is encouraging if you're a Memphis fan. For him to say it without being asked about it, I do think is notable and suggests to me, at least, that he is planning to come back and hopeful that they can, for the most part, stay together. Although I will say, for him to even add that second part, like we just have to stay together, suggests that he knows not everybody might be on board with staying together. You know, you might not have to say that right. somewhere else. It's somewhere else, it'd be like, listen, we're coming back next season and we're going to show what we are. You wouldn't have to add, you know, as long as we stay together. So when he added that, I do think it suggests, I think the first part suggests he's planning to come back, and the second part suggests he knows that not everybody is 100%, you know, destined to come back. And so I do think, you know, that what's happening right now can have an impact on that. And then it's up to Penny and the players to see if how much of this thing can they hold together. And I do think the way DJ's playing lately has got to – it can change your mood a little bit. Like, past four games, he's 7 of 11 from the field, 4 of 8 from the field, 4 of 8 from the field, 5 of 10 from the field, double digits in every game. You know, it's a little bit like playing a round of golf. Like, if you struggle through most of it, but then you're like par 16, birdie 17, par 18, you walk off that course going, oh, man, I'm ready to play again right now. I think DJ's feeling a little better about himself and his role right now than he probably felt earlier in the season, because he's got a bigger role right now and he's playing better right now. But, you know, this is all going to – if they bring back enough of the important pieces – they've got a good team next season, because they're a good team right now. And I'm with you. They don't have to bring back all the pieces. Like, listen, I don't mean this in any sort of negative way. I'm just speaking honestly. Damian Baugh can go. That's not a big deal.
I don't think they're going to – I don't think Landers, Boogie, and DJ will all be back next year. I would be surprised. And I think that's okay. You know, they don't need all of them. They need some of them, though. You know, they need some scorers.
Here's what I would say. Landers, DeAndre Williams, Boogie Ellis, DJ Jeffries. Could you bring three of them back?
I think the over-under is 2.5. I'll say that.
If you could, bring three back.
I even think if you could bring, let's just play here. Let's say you could have a team that is Musa, Alo, Lester, the new guys, you know, Nesbitt and the other new guys. And then I'll give you DeAndre Williams and DJ Jeffries, but Lander's going to go play in Europe and Boogie's going to transfer to, you know, San Diego or something like that, right? How do you feel about that team?
Can I get Lester Quinones and Musa Cisse back?
Yeah, no, you got Musa, you got Lester. You got Alo, your starting lineup is Alo, Lester, DJ, Musa, and DeAndre. I'm giving you that team and then the newcomers, you know. Malcolm, maybe, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I like that team. I mean, and then keep in mind, like, Memphis, if it loses players to the transfer portal.
You can go out and recruit other stuff, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't mean you're done.
Go lose Landers and Boogie, bring back DeAndre, DJ, Lester, Musa, Alex, and then get at least one transfer comparable to Landers or Boogie, and you got to – I think you've got a team.
I mean, listen, I haven't given up on Boogie. I'm just saying, like, I think you could do it with two. I think if you start to get to one of those four, it gets a little thin. Then you got to be doing some rebuilding. But if you could bring back, of the four players you identified, if you could bring back two of them, I'd feel pretty good about the team. And that's stipulating that the people who I even feel better about, which is Musa, Lester, Alo, that they're going to be back. But if you give me the other ones, if you give me two of the other four, I feel pretty good about them.
Right. Yeah. My larger point was, like, can you bring back enough of this to
right.
where – you can reasonably assume this great defensive team is going to be great defensively again because, like, you're using the majority of the same pieces. And then, you know, and they'll just be a year older, and a year older should mean a year better. You have real continuity now. Some of these guys will be playing together for the third consecutive year. Like, can you hold enough of that together for me to be able to say everything I just said heading into next season? If you can, I think you can feel really good about the state of the program, even if it's disappointing to go 3 years without being in the NCAA tournament under Penny Hardaway. But if you know, this thing loses to Colorado State and then Landers Nolley is gone and DeAndre Williams just says, listen, man, I'm close to hitting 30. You know, it's time to get out of college.
Yeah.
And then Boogie Ellis says, man, San Diego State's a consistent winner. I'm going back home. Then I think you've got, you know, it doesn't mean you can't go into the transfer market and replace it.
But you got some work to do, yeah.
It would just be nice for Memphis fans because, again, disappointing big picture this season. I got it. But Memphis fans right now know they are watching a good basketball team. That is a good basketball team that's playing. Not the best offensive basketball team in the world, but all in all, take everything that it encompasses and throw it in a pot, mix it up. What you got is a good basketball team. It would be nice if you could enter next season with us not having to ask a bunch of questions, but just knowing, hey, that good basketball team we watched close strong last season, the majority of that is coming back. We're going to have a good basketball team again.
Oh, yeah, I think that's exactly right. Like, and I think they would pick up, you know. I really think they have established an identity, and if enough of them come back, that will continue. Just a couple little caveats. I don't know when he said stay together. He might have meant how many of us will come back, stay together. I also thought some of it meant was like we just stick together, you know, like stay together as a team. So I'm not sure it was as ominous. That could have been interpreted either way. The other thing that's interesting though is on this, are people coming back or not? The season really is very much like the John Calipari NIT championship season. Because that team, you look at the roster and it was good enough. It should have been an NCAA tournament team. They just weren't. And the funny thing is I went back and looked at some clips of the NIT championship parade and you, by the way, covered the NIT. Did you know you covered the NIT championship parade?
I know now. If you would have told me that, if you would have just asked me.
Zach was the beat writer. Like, Zach was writing about the team, and you were writing about the team.
If you would have just asked me, you know, earlier today, hey, GP, did you cover that NIT parade or not? I'd have said, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you have the byline, and it's on.
How is it possible? I don't remember like things like that. I just don't even remember
the,
things.
It's none of us do, though. It's the and the story was that basically the championship parade turned into people chanting for Dewan Wagner to come back, right? And that was the whole idea, that the whole championship parade was, it turned out to be a rally to bring Dewan Wagner back. And when you had asked him right after the championship game, he'd been asked if he was coming back. He said, yes, he was coming back. Of course, he didn't come back. He was never coming back. And he was drafted, I think, I actually think he got drafted higher than we imagined he would be. Like, he was drafted
sixth by the Cavaliers.
Yeah. And I think people knew he was going to be a lottery pick. But anyway, so yeah, you can't always trust what people say. Things will evolve the way they evolve. And you can't help but watch this team and think, my God, they should be in the NCAA tournament. But I enjoy watching them. Like, I'm looking forward to watching them. I mean, I know we got the NCAA tournament again, but I'm looking forward to watching them again tomorrow. And I think they like playing together. They seem to have enthusiasm playing together. They very clearly can shut you down defensively. And as far as DJ, it's not just that he's playing better. I think that he can see where he fits now, right? He's figured out exactly, like, why would you come back to a place where you didn't think you could flourish? And if you had no evidence of, if there was no experience of you flourishing in that place, you might think, well, I can't. Well, now he is flourishing. I mean, not, you know, 27 points a game or something, but he looks really comfortable. And if I were DJ, I would think I would look at this and say, yeah, I can keep doing this next year and build on this. And next year can be the year that I thought this year was going to be.
That's exactly right. And I think that's the way most people think of themselves. And honestly, it's the way I think of most people. In other words, and this is not going to be a great example in terms of how it turned out, but one of the reasons Tennessee was picked to win the SEC preseason this season was because they were enrolling 2 5-star freshmen, and they were bringing back some really, like, established, nice pieces. Among them, John Fulkerson, who was, like, the last 3 weeks of last season, awesome. Like, he was, you know, 25 points here, 26 points there. And it was like, my God, if Fulkerson comes back playing like that, and then they add these 5-star freshmen, both of whom are, you know, projected one-and-dones, man, Tennessee's going to be real nice. Ah, let's pick them to win the SEC. And then we came back, and Fulkerson just wasn't that player anymore. Like, he just had three great weeks at the end of the season last season in mostly meaningless basketball games, and it just did not carry over. So I'm not predicting that for DJ, and I'm certainly not hoping for it, but sometimes you can get tricked into these
it's
last
like when
few...
we thought Marshawn Brooks was cheap Tyrese. Remember
there you
that?
Go. That's exactly what it was. It's the same thing. You go, yeah. You go, man, if he can keep this up, then
exactly.
You really got something. And then it's never that again. But there are some reasons to be optimistic right now if you're a Memphis basketball fan. And if you would have told me back in, say, November, like the morning the season's going to start, you said, hey, GP, the Tigers are in South Dakota right now. They're about to lose two of their first three. They will not make the NCAA tournament. I'd have said, we're going to feel really bad about them, you know, heading into April. And yet here we are on March 26th, and everything I just said is true, but I don't feel bad about the state of the program. Like, that is a good basketball team right now that just didn't have a good resume or a good enough resume. So they're in the NIT, but if they can bring enough of this thing back, they've got a real chance to do everything you've wanted them to do in the first 3 years under Penny. I would think they've got a real chance to do that next season. I don't remember the NIT parade, but I do remember I covered Dewan Wagner's NBA draft. I remember that.
Really? You were at the draft?
Yeah, I was at the draft. It was here in New York. I actually rode to the draft from the hotel to Madison Square Garden with Worldwide Wes. That was one of my fun early trips, because I don't think I was actually the beat writer yet. I think Zach
no,
was still the beat.
No, I don't think you were. I think Zach was the beat writer. Yeah.
Yeah, but I came here to cover the draft from the Grizzlies' perspective, and from the Dewan Wagner perspective, and also Quintel Woods was in that draft. So there was a lot of Memphis stuff going on. We had the Grizzlies, and we had Dewan. And then we had Quintel Woods. And that was one of my first, like, really cool trips on the job. And I remember I was hanging out with Michael Eaves, who now does SportsCenter, but he was in Memphis at the time. And he was buddies with Stuart Scott. And there I was, like, you know, I'm 23 years old. And like, Stuart Scott's one of the biggest things on SportsCenter at the time, right? And so Stuart came over and he, like, asked Michael. He was like, hey, you know, I want to say it was a P. Diddy party, you know, at some club in New York, like the night before the draft. And he was getting Michael to roll with him. And I'll never forget this. He looked right at me and he goes, hey, he introduced himself and I introduced myself. And I am an absolute nobody. Like, whatever you think I am today, I was a 23-year-old backup Memphis beat writer at the Commercial Appeal back then. And he was like, and if you want to roll with us, roll with us. Just extended an offer to me for this amazing night that that he didn't have to. And I, you know, I never had another night with Stuart Scott after that. But I had that fun night with Stuart Scott at this ridiculous club the night before the draft. And then I rode to the Garden with World Wide West the next day. And I remember we were in the SUV and West looked at me and he said, GP, we've come a long way since the Finch Center. And I said, I guess we have. So I don't remember the NIT group.
Bill Murray was at that NIT championship game. And that was interesting. I'd forgotten that. And then I was like, I really do think, like, when I first got to Memphis, I was trying to prove I could be a tough guy as a columnist. Because, like, later on, after they won the NIT, like 2 weeks later, I was just ripping. But, like, a dark day for Memphis. Because here's what had happened. Like, Quintel Woods, like, was supposed to come to Memphis, and he didn't. Like, so he basically opted out. Right, that was it. So that news dropped. You had Wani turning pro. You had Scooter McFadden transferring to Tennessee, and some other stuff was happening. It was like the sky is falling, the cupboard is bare. Like, it was, you know, and you know what a disaster it was. It very, very quickly after that NIT, like the idea that that NIT, you know, was a springboard. No, most of the players who were really good on that NIT team did not actually come back. And it was Earl Barron scored 25 points in the championship game. That's how they won, and I think that was his last year. So it wasn't actually a lot of carryover necessarily on that team.
And so this is the draft. I'm looking at it now where the Grizzlies took Drew Gooden fourth overall.
Right.
And then the Cavs took DeJuan Wagner at six, and – Quintel Woods dropped all the way to 21. And this is wild because the way it worked was Quintel Woods had gone on record. I remember I went to wherever he was, Boonville, Mississippi.
Right.
That's the story I got suspended over at the Commercial Appeal. So I went to his junior college and spent like 2 days with him in Mississippi, and then came back and wrote that piece. And he was on record at the time, like, you know, unless I'm a top 10 pick, I'm coming back to school, and I mean, I'm coming to Memphis. And at the time he was projected to go like in the 20s somewhere. So then sure enough, in one of the mock drafts, like 3 days after my story published, where he says, unless I'm a top 10 pick, I'm going to Memphis, he's now projected to go eighth. And so John Calipari, John was harping on this the whole time. He was like, they are telling him what he wants to hear. They're not telling him the truth. He's mad at me because I'm telling him the truth. I'm telling him you're not going in the top 10. Honestly, there were so many personal red flags that he wasn't going. He wasn't going in the top 10. And John was like, but there's people in these GD mock drafts. The agents say, please put my guy in the top 10 so that he thinks he's in the top 10 so that he won't go to Memphis. And I remember the day before the draft, Quintel's people were told that, God, I want to say it was the Wizards organization, that the Wizards had told them at 11, if you're available, we're taking you. The floor for you is 11. If you're there, we're taking you at 11. It was something like that, in that range. And I'm day of the draft, I'm talking to Cal on the phone. And I said, Cal, I'm just telling you, Quintel's people are – and by this time, it's done. Like, Quintel Woods can't come to Memphis now. But I'm talking to John. I'm saying, hey, listen, Quintel's people are saying they've been told by Washington they're going or some franchise in that range that they're going no lower than 11. And John said, Gary, I am telling you He's not going 11. He said, Mark, and I give him credit because he's wrong about a lot of stuff, but here's what he told me 6 hours before the draft. He said, Quintel is going to be drafted 21st by Portland. That is where he's going. And then his people are going to go, oh, man, this franchise lied to us. And maybe they did. I don't know. But that kid ain't going in the top 10, and he ain't going 11. And so the draft unfolds. 11. I can actually figure out where the pick was. Because it is Washington. Because they took Jared Jeffries instead. That's exactly right. So they take Jared
from
Jeffries.
Maryland.
No, yeah. Jared Jeffries from Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Right.
They took – that's where it was. And they were like, they told us they were taking us. And they took Jared Jeffries instead. So I remember that exactly. And then they – like David Stern comes to the podium. I'm in the garden. And with the 21st pick in the 2002 NBA draft, the Portland Trailblazers select Quintel Woods. With it 2 seconds later, ring, ring, ring. Hey, John, I told you they weren't taking him at 11. My phone was 2 seconds after Quintel got drafted, a phone call from John Calipari, livid, because that one did play out exactly like he said. Quintel said, I'm not going to the draft unless I'm this, and then everybody just started telling him he was that. And then we consequently missed out on the Quintel Woods era at the University of Memphis.
Yeah. Another funny thing that I discovered looking at clips was John that year, because Memphis didn't make the tournament, obviously, John that year proposed that they didn't call them Power 5 teams, whatever they called them then, a cap on the number of teams at every big conference who could come, like whatever. You can only have four, like whatever, you know, whatever else. Isn't that perfect, John?
Imagine him making that argument today.
Get 12 in, you know what I mean? And you're like, yeah, he just make the opposite argument today. A cap.
You
can totally imagine that. Yeah, the SEC should be allowed four, you know, and that's it. No conference more than four.
After he got the Kentucky job, I was sitting with him at a grassroots game somewhere, and there were just some comments from him in recent weeks where he was like, you know, listen, if you want to play on the biggest stage in
– not a big table. He said it's sit at the big table, the little table, like that stuff, that one?
Yeah, not that exactly, okay. But he was making the argument of like, listen, there are just things you can't do if you choose to go somewhere other than a place like Kentucky. You know, like if you really want to chase all your dreams, then you have to come to a place like Kentucky to do that. And I was sort of laughing with him, and I said, boy, I'm old enough to remember when you used to say, you know, that the only league players cared about was the NBA, not Conference USA or the SEC, and that there is literally nothing you can do in basketball that you can't do in Memphis, whether it's win a national championship or be the number one pick in the draft. And he was sort of smiling, and he said, when you sell Coke, you sell Coke. When you sell Pepsi, you sell Pepsi. I mean, I understand, like, you know, like it was my job to sell from that perspective for 9 years, but now it's my job to be dismissive of that perspective, so that's what I'm doing now. And obviously he's just about the best at it. So we could sit here and tell John Calipari stories all day, I guess.
Yep. All right, but good chatting with you.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, that whole trip up here to New York was wild. I had Wani Wags and Quintel. Quintel would have been awesome at Memphis.
Man, those were good times. I miss those times.
Dude, and then Quintel, like, after he declared for the draft that it was clear he wasn't going to Memphis, I went to his house in Memphis. He's done with junior college now, so I'd already made that trip. But I went to his house in Memphis to do something with it, to do something on it, sit down with him and whole family and the whole deal. And I remember, like, it was like, oh, did you see Quinn's new dog? And he had a little baby Rottweiler or whatever. And I was like, oh, it's a cute dog, like, whatever. And then it's the first thing I could think of when he got busted for, you know, in that dog, was it mm-hmm. dog fighting? It was certainly like not great as it related to dogs. And so I was like, ugh, one of the dogs that might have been involved in that. I met that dog when it was just a little puppy.
seemed so innocent back then, and now we're
dang.
You can Google it, I'm sure. I'm sure it's on his Wikipedia page. Go read about it yourself. Be back in a second. There are lots of great clothing stores in the United States. Lucky for us, one of them is right here in Memphis. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. James Davis is ready to help as spring weather begins. Performance golf shirts are just perfect to provide you with a new look on those Zoom calls. And for those of you who are back in the office, the lightweight five-pocket pant sports shirt selection at James Davis is incredible. Meantime, James Davis is also running a special on Stant custom shirts. Buy three, get one free. And it really is the only way to buy dress shirts these days. You go to James Davis, they take three measurements, and bam, you got a perfectly fitted custom shirt in a matter of days. And did you know pants can be done the same way? It's true. Right now, buy two, get one free. Need a new suit? Throughout March, you can get 20% off all custom suits and sport coats starting at $6.95, and those Paul Battinley suits that are regularly $5.95 are two for just $7.95 right now. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. Again, it's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, perfectly located on the web, jamesdavismemphis.com. That's jamesdavismemphis.com.
Announcing the Fitz's richest promotion yet. This is big. Nah, let me try that again.
Big.
Yeah, better. The $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway Friday and Saturday nights in February and March. $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. And on the 13th and 27th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Jared and his wife were presented with a job opportunity. They thought it was too good to pass up. They needed to sell their home. They needed to do it fast. So they got in touch with Josh Hysaw. They wanted to ask about his instant cash offer, and they decided it was perfect for them. So they got full market value on their home without having to show it or have open houses, and then they were on their way to the new home and their new job. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. Let your story be the next one. If you want an experienced and effective agent, somebody with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible, then the person you want is Josh Hysaw. He's the real estate agent for you. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs, and if you are unhappy for absolutely any reason, at any time, you can fire Josh Hysaw with no obligation. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. His name is Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him, too. His number is 901-461-8147, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Matty Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mom, I'm hungry.
Popcorn?
We should live stream this.
Already am.
With this new plan from Walmart Family Mobile, I get 40 gigabytes of high-speed data for under $40 a month. It's a limited-time deal.
Ooh, watch out! Loose ball!
Whoa!
That's double the data with no contract or surprise fees. Yay, buzzer beater! All powered by T-Mobile's nationwide network. Makes me feel like I'm a step ahead. Available at Walmart. Double data ends July 31st, 2021. Hotspot does not double. See terms at myfamilymobile.com. Walmart Family Mobile.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man vs. Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of dicks.
Skirt.
He got a bad chick.
Bad chick.
We living lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits.
He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me.
So, Big Bear Bennett, I went during the break and I looked up the Quintel Woods animal cruelty situation just to make sure I could remember it correctly.
What happened there?
It wasn't great. It was not great. Straight from Wikipedia. I don't know what I'd do without Wikipedia, if I'm being honest with you.
Oh, God bless Wikipedia.
I use Wikipedia every day.
I think I do, too.
I'm always trying to learn something from Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Remember when the teachers used to convince you that oh, it's all lies because anyone can put anything on there?
Bennett, do you think I've had teachers since Wikipedia since Wikipedia was a thing?
Dude, they used to give us that line all the time in high school and college, like, don't use Wikipedia. We can trace it. We can find out if you used it or not. That's such a lie.
Well, if you don't know how to, if you don't know how to read and then represent information in your own words.
True. Now, that's true.
They could get you caught.
Yeah, you can't copy and paste. They could get you there. Yeah.
The last time I had a teacher, Wikipedia wasn't a thing. When I was in high school, like, we were still like.
Y'all going to the library.
Yeah, to open encyclopedias.
Right.
Can you imagine? What in the world?
I was there for the transition of that, like, you know, in my younger years in elementary school and stuff.
It is wild to think about how much the world changes in a relatively short amount of time.
No kidding.
Like, I was in high school, I guess, 25 years ago, something like that.
Mm.
And we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have phones.
I remember having fun. I mean, it wasn't a smartphone. It was just a little crappy.
You couldn't text message anybody? Can you imagine living in a world where you can't text message?
No.
Like, that's insane to me now. Like, the idea that you actually had to pick up a phone and call somebody if you needed to know anything. And you had to hope they were at home.
How did we survive?
I don't even know how I live that way.
No.
Like, there's not a single aspect to the way I live today that is comparable to the way I lived when I was 18 years old.
Mm-mm.
Like, how about Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah, I know. I remember it used to take 10 minutes to get hooked up to the internet.
Yes, it would go ding-da-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. And you loved having that. You thought that was amazing.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was like... Man, if I take 10 minutes to sign on to AOL, I can maybe go onto this website and download music over 40 minutes. And now I've got every song ever recorded in my phone.
Mm-hmm. Simpler times.
It's wild how much stuff changes in a relatively short period of time. Like, just go watch television from 1995. Go YouTube and Google, go to YouTube and search for an NFL game from 1995 and contrast the picture with the picture from 2001.
Oh, yeah, it looks like crap.
It's like you're not even watching the same thing. Like, everything is just – like, that's not that big of a period of time for everything to change in such dramatic ways. But, yeah, I didn't have Wikipedia when I was in school, Bennett. We had actual encyclopedias. Mm. Can you believe people used to buy actual encyclopedias? Like, you have the A and the B, and you keep them in your house somewhere. So, if you ever had to go look up World War II, there'd be some reference for you in there.
I wonder if they still make encyclopedias. I'm sure they do.
They can't.
You don't think they still make encyclopedias?
I hope not, because they're outdated the second you have them, and they're bulky, and why when everything's on the internet?
Yeah, it's a little waste.
It's just a waste of paper. It's a waste of space. They get outdated quickly. It's a little bit like making phone books. Like, do people still make phone books, like actual phone books?
No, I don't think so.
Like, why would you do that? It's why when people would try to make short jokes, they'd be like, GP, do you need a phone book? I'm like, you don't even know where to find a phone book. they don't even make them anymore. Right. Update your short jokes, please. Anyway, back to Quintel Woods.
Yeah,
straight from
happened?
Wikipedia. Uh-huh. Straight from Wikipedia. The 2004-2005 season was packed with off-court trouble for Woods as he was charged with animal cruelty following an investigation. He pleaded guilty to first-degree animal abuse for staging dog fights in his house. In his house?
Jeez.
Fighting dogs in your house? Some involving his pit bull named Hollywood.
Oh, no, that's the dog you met.
That's probably the little dog I met, either Hollywood or Sugar, because both Hollywood and Woods' other pit bull, Sugar, were confiscated, and Woods was given 80 hours of community service, and also he agreed to donate $10,000 to the Oregon Humane Society.
Damn.
My dude from Memphis went straight to Oregon, just started fighting dogs in his house.
That's no good.
What in the world?
No good.
It's just not good. Mm-mm. Most recently, he was playing overseas. Three-time Polish League champion, Quintel Woods.
Okay.
Polish League MVP in 2010.
Nah, that's not bad.
No, so he went from dog fighting, being shamed, and immersed in turmoil, to becoming the Polish League MVP.
In a way, it's a comeback story.
It's a bounce back story, Bennett. Mm-hmm. It's a bad story that turned into a good story.
Good.
Be back with Dinner to Go.
Hey, it's Connor Dunning, and we're down to 16 teams in this year's college basketball tournament. Did your bracket get completely busted? Are you ready for a redo? Well, it's time to press reset on the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by GEICO. Sign up today at radio.com/brackets and fill out a brand new 16-team bracket for a shot at $5,000. You can totally forget about those first two rounds and start fresh because this is a completely new game. A fresh $5,000 up for grabs with the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by GEICO. Sign up now at radio.com/brackets. That's radio.com/brackets.
I can't believe it.
I know. Three-pointer, almost a full court away, right at the buzzer. Amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with GEICO.
Believe it. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO, proud partner of March Madness.
When you place a wager with William Hill Sportsbook, every sports moment becomes even more interesting. And we have a special offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports, risk-free. Download the William Hill mobile app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF. Must be present in Tennessee. Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from Titleist. Introducing the new Titleist TSI family of drivers. The new TSI drivers are faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. Four drivers give you maximum performance for any type of dedicated golfer. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
The Jeep Celebration and Ram Truck Month is on at Gossett. Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike, and it's time to get your adventure on. 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo ready to ride. $27,990 or $369 a month. Power up in 2021 Dodge Charger XST. $26,990 or $356 a month. And get serious performance with 2021 Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x2 Tradesman. Over $8,500 off MSRP or $355 a month. And leave boring behind in your 2021 Fiat 500 X-Pop. $20,990 or $264 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. 1901 Covington Pike or shop online. GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Finance through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.11 APR. Cherokee MC546501, MSRP 36110. Charger MH515408, MSRP 32860, 1500, MS500496, MSRP 35545. POP MP887786, MSRP 26830. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695. Excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/31/21, dealer stock only.
I'm Kelly Erb with Marksmansdorf Realtors, and I just had to ask. Sheldon, did you really just buy a set of golf clubs and you never tried them out?
Yep, that's right.
And Sheldon, didn't you tell me whenever you buy a car, you never test drive it?
Again? Yep.
Don't you think that's pretty bizarre since you always tell people to talk to two or three agents when they sell their home?
Yes, it is. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm also with Mark Spensdorf Realtors with Kelly. It's funny. We tell people that you should always talk to more than one agent to find out not only what they think about your home, but more importantly, what they will do for you. And you really need to make sure and include us in the interview process.
I agree, because how are you going to find out about our strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option? And as people often say, when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
That's Sheldon Rosengarten and Kelly Erb. Call or email us at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Today's Perks deal will make you hungry. $20 of fine Asian cuisine at Mulan Asian Bistro for only $10. Get your deal today at getmyperks.com.
There's always that one team that ruins your bracket. That's why this year I'm betting the tournament on FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sports book. Because on FanDuel, your first bet is risk-free. It doesn't matter if you bet on Arkansas or Oral Roberts. New users right now get up to $1,000 in site credit back if your first bet doesn't win. Beyond that, FanDuel has odds on all the action with games day and night, an easy-to-use app, and always-on promotions. Your next chance to win with FanDuel is only minutes away. And if that's not enough, FanDuel also wants to make you a millionaire. They're giving away $1 million to one lucky bettor. New and existing users get an additional shot at the payout every day you bet the tournament. So if you want a shot at becoming a millionaire, go download that FanDuel Sportsbook app right now. Just use promo code Gary when you sign up. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply for the $1 million drawing. Risk-free offer for first online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just
it's good news on the vaccination front, but you still need to be as careful as possible. And the best way to do that right now is to use Germ Ready. It's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in an FDA-approved facility in the United States of America. It only takes 30 seconds to apply. One pump. 30 seconds to apply. It's going to kill 99.99% of all germs. Then it keeps killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. So you don't have to keep going back to it the way you do with other hand sanitizers. One pump of Germ Ready, 30 seconds to rub it in. You're protected for up to 6 hours. It comes in two sizes. You can get it 150 milliliters for $11 or 250 milliliters for $12. And it's available right now at germready.com. Go check that website. All the information about Germ Ready is there, germready.com, and you'll also see a buy now button. Just click that button and buy it. Buy a bottle, buy 10 bottles. They'll bring it right to your door. Germ Ready. Be confident, stay protected with Germ Ready on the web. germready.com. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on Penny Hardaway's Tigers. Another win last night in the NIT. Wasn't pretty, but it was a victory. 59-56 over Boise State. And so the Tigers are now in the NIT semifinals. They are 9-2 in their past 11 games, with the only two losses coming to Houston away from home by a total of 5 points. It's a good basketball team now. Regardless of what happens next against Colorado State or in the NIT title game, if they get there, Penny Hardaway did take this team and turn it into a quality basketball team. Simply didn't have a NCAA tournament resume, but this is a team that was good enough to get into the tournament if it had a resume and actually win a game, maybe even two. That's the way they're playing right now. So the big question is, you know, can they keep it together? DJ Jeffries hinted at this last night. You know, we are showing right now we can make a strong run at the NCAA tournament next season. We just have to stay together. That's what he said. So at some point this season will be over, and then we'll find out if they can actually stay together.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Grizz Jazz, Salt Lake City. Grizzlies enter 21-20, which equates to ninth in the West. Half game back of San Antonio for eighth. Jazz at 32-11, sitting atop the Western Conference standings. First place, three-game lead over the Suns. Utah, 9.5-point favorite tonight. Total is 226.5. Tip scheduled for a little after 8 o'clock. You can listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC two-hour special. Starts at 8 o'clock.
What we got?
Okay, it's a two-hour special.
Yeah, I'm ready.
But it's a story we're familiar with, but it's a brand-new Dateline.
Okay.
But it's a story we're familiar with.
Okay.
But it is a brand-new Dateline.
Did you do a preview?
Of course I did a preview.
All right.
Let me make sure I'm ready. Tylee and J.J. Vallo were happy little kids living in Idaho. They had a mom. They had a dad. Their lives weren't perfect, but they seemed mostly normal. And then they just disappeared. First, J.J. was reported missing. Then Tylee. Their mother, Lori, she told police they were staying with relatives. But the police found out pretty quickly that just wasn't true. That was a lie. Meantime, Lori moved to Hawaii with her new husband, Chad. Yes, her children were still missing, but she didn't seem to care, which was obviously suspicious and concerning. Did Lori and Chad really kill Tylee and JJ and then go to Hawaii? And if so, why? That's tonight on Dateline.
Okay, so I already know what happens here. I know this story.
I feel like we've done this story three times.
We have. We're getting Keith tonight, though.
You're 100% right.
I know we were getting Keith. I knew we were getting Keith. And that, and the reason is because my wife is listening to the podcast. Dateline did a podcast about this, and he hosts it.
Well, that sounds like something I need to download.
Yeah, you need to download it. I got to find out the name of it. But, yeah, Dateline did a Dateline podcast about this story. It's actually pretty good. We got a chance to listen to some of it when we went to Arkansas a few weeks ago.
Okay, Big Bet Bennett, I know what I'm going to do when I walk to the studio tonight.
Yeah, I'll find out the name of it and I'll text it to you, but it's pretty good.
I got a nice 20-minute walk to the studio tonight through the streets of Manhattan, and I will download the Dateline Keith Morrison, Lori Vallo, Daybell podcast, and I'll give you my reviews next week. This is a wild story.
Oh,
it
yeah.
seems to be tied to like a cult-like religion. By the way, Lori Vallo, two of her previous husbands have died. Her new husband's ex-wife, dead. Like, the whole thing is just, there's a lot going on here. And then they found the little kids, they found the bodies.
Yeah.
On his property, the new husband's property. Like, dude. Listen, I think it goes without saying, I'm against murder, especially murdering kids. You can't bury bodies on your own property, can you?
No.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
You're trying to go to jail forever?
F them.
Neither one of them have been charged with murder yet, but that's obviously coming. Anyway,
yes.
It's a wild story, and if you want to learn more about it, it's on Dateline NBC tonight at 8 o'clock.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Shaka Smart took the Marquette job earlier today, and I wrote about it, trying to explain exactly why he did this. On a surface level, you don't leave Texas to go to Marquette. But when you were in Shaka Smart's situation, you absolutely do. Smart decision. You can read about it, CBSSports.com.
And Mommy Doomsday is the name of the podcast, for anyone wondering.
Mommy Doomsday.
Yep.
Downloading within minutes here, Big Bet Bennett.
What's on tap next week?
Well, Just think about it. Next week. So Monday we're going to have Elite Eight games, and Tuesday we're going to have Elite Eight games. So that's unusual.
We could be celebrating an NIT championship.
We could be celebrating an NIT championship. In theory, next week is April.
Yep.
So we could be celebrating the return of Jaren Jackson Jr. Although,
that's true.
Although we are not to expect it until at least the end of the month.
Yep.
So we got a lot going on. And I'll be hosting here from New York City on Monday and Tuesday, traveling on Wednesday, and we'll figure out the rest of the week after that. We'll figure out the rest of the week after that. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. It's me back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood. I
rejoice to the sky. Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
Medical laboratory scientists are in demand. Your analysis is critical in making sure patients receive the right treatment. It's indirect care with direct impact. Bellarmine University's 16-month hybrid program is designed for transfer students with more than 51 credits. If you love the science behind saving lives, Bellarmine University is your first step in making a difference. Become a medical laboratory scientist. Search Bellarmine Hybrid MLS and enroll today.
What's going on these days at the Fitz? You know, same old, same old. People winning jackpots right and left, then right again, then left again. Just the other day, Megan hit a jackpot for more than $225,000. What? Yep. Then Harold won $24,000 and change. Iris won. Parts are jumping at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want to.